This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd, dear all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the daily reminder and our discussion surrounding salah in the 21st century. My dear brothers and sisters, one of the lessons of salah that salah teaches us is how to be a great leader and how to be a great team player. If we look at salah in jama'ah and the teachings of Islam pertaining to salah in jama'ah, we cannot help but learn the characteristics of leadership and the characteristics of being a team member and a team player. When we look at salah in jama'ah, we see that the imam is the head. He leads the congregation, and the Sharia has asked him to be a diligent leader. In his salah, he is supposed to be able to make executive decisions. For once, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was praying and he heard a child crying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was a mercy to the worlds sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thus he shortened the prayer and informed the ummah that he heard a child crying, and thus he shortened the prayer sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is what a leader does. A leader is supposed to have the skills, the abilities and the character to make executive decisions when those decisions are required. When we look at salah in jama'ah, we see that no one is allowed to act before the imam. The team members have to be worthy team members. They have to know their place in the whole structure of the jama'ah. They have to know who the head is, and they have to learn how to take instruction from the head and follow that instruction well. Salah teaches us how to be amazing team members and how to be amazing team players. We're not allowed to prostrate before the imam, nor bow before the imam, subhana rabbi al-a'la. And also in our action in salah, we're supposed to be in sync with the others that we are with in that jama'ah. Before we start the prayer, the imam, as the leader, and this is from the leadership skills that salah teaches us, has to make sure that everyone is lined up in salah perfectly. And the sharia teaches us that the correctness of the salah is dependent on the correctness of the lines of the believers in salah. Allahu Akbar. How many lessons can salah teach us? Look at how salah can develop our character and make us better individuals. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen. Until next time, in our discussion surrounding salah in the 21st century, I love you all for the sake of Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.